Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from State Representative Guy Vanderlinden. He's going to be telling us about two things going on at the State House. He's going to give us his views on a gas, and he's also going to talk about the education reform proposal that was released by the House.
Okay. All right. Well, Guy, how's it been going since we last talked? What are some of the things that you've seen that have interested you up the State House?
Well, the big event last week was the governor's education bill, slightly modified, maybe significantly modified, passed the House. So that took most of the week with the snow. That was the big deal.
So what were some of the things that you liked about that bill in its final form there?
Well, I think it does a number of things that hopefully will encourage talented people to enter the teaching profession, that will keep those individuals in Iowa and will keep them in teaching. That's about it, really. There was 2% of what we're now calling supplemental state aid attached to that bill. So the important thing is that we got a bill out of the House that now we have as a point of discussion with the Senate, and we'll negotiate something from there.
Now, do you think it's a bill that will be favorable in the Senate?
I think the Senate will significantly amend the bill, but it really doesn't make any difference what happens in the Senate. It's what happens at conference committee between the two bodies that will come up with the final version. So we'll see where that goes.
Okay. Well, one of the other things I wanted to talk about was a lot of people are talking about a potential increase in the gas tax again. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm against it. I don't think that in the economic situation that we're in now, it's a good time to raise any tax, even the gas tax. The only way that I would consider voting for a gas tax is if there was a significant cut in some other tax, and I'm not sure how that'll go. I don't think that a gas tax increase will pass the legislature this year, but I could be surprised.
So do you think so people will be trying for it, though, as they did last year?
Oh yeah, there is a significant group of people who are lobbying for a gas tax increase, and they're still lobbying for it. And there is a case for fixing roads and bridges. There's no question about that. I just don't think that raising the gas tax is the way to do it.
Do you think, are there other ways to try and raise those funds without increasing taxes?
Well, my argument has always been that if roads and bridges are a priority, that by definition means they're more important than something else. And I think it's the responsibility of state government to determine what is less important and take money from that and put it into roads and bridges if that's the important thing. If an individual was to lose his furnace this time of year, he wouldn't go to his employer and say, "Hey, my furnace just went out. I need a raise." He would take the money from somewhere else in his household budget and put in a new furnace. And turning to the taxpayers to raise the gas tax is the same as going to your employer and asking for a raise.
Okay. Well, what are some of the other things that are coming up that you're excited about?
Well, there's still a great deal of committee work going on. There are some interesting bills. There's a bill that would do away with straight ticket voting in Iowa that has passed the state government committee. There's another bill concerning the whether or not you need an ID of some sort to vote. That is in committee and will be coming out of committee probably this week or next. There are a number of bills concerning firearms, gun control in both directions. Some of them would make it easier, some of them would make it harder. Those will be interesting, although I doubt if there is any legislation either way that gets through the legislature this year. That's some of the things.
Okay. Has passing the education reforms, does that kind of clear things up to work on a lot of other stuff? Sounds like things are picking up a little bit.
Well, it certainly does for the Education Committee. Those guys have been working long into the night, many nights, so I'm sure they're glad that it's on its way. But yeah, that is always a big first bill at the front end of the session, and once we get that out of the way, we can move on to other things.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking with me, and I'll check in with you again later.
Okay, Brad, appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where Guy Vanderlinden, state representative, has told us about his thoughts on the gas tax increase and about the education reform package released by the House. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.